from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nationally, people are talking about Hurricane Debbie in the Gulf of Mexico, and a lot of people have connections here from Pittsburgh to that whole region in Florida. And so, Paul, part of the issue is the fact that, just cut that out, just, Aaron, just pull that sound down. Thanks. The fact is, it's the rainfall that's the biggest concern, and not just for Florida, but also all the Carolina coast and Georgia.
As much as 20 inches of rain or more could fall in coastal South Carolina and Georgia. This thing is going to be moving so slowly that after it makes landfall around midday today in the Big Bend area in Florida, it will then take until Friday to get up to where it's going to dump all that rain. It's going to, Thursday and Friday is when it gets into the coastal areas of Georgia and South Carolina. It's going to go through northern Florida and then very slowly. And this is the reason why they're so concerned and declared a state of emergency in almost every Florida county last week, days in advance of this, is because of the potential for a lot of flooding. And thank goodness, I have some friends in the Tallahassee area who would have been right in its line, but this thing has slowly been kind of tracking a little bit further east than they thought, and so Tallahassee will be spared. There's not a major city really in that part of Florida where it's going in. It's still, you know, lightly populated, but it's just not anything near like what you would have in, you know, Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Naples, you know, sizes, right. Cities, Fort Myers of that size.
There's so many Pittsburgh connections again to that region. In fact, we're going to go live to the Bradenton, Anna Maria Island area in the next 20 minutes, get an update from Elliot Falcioni, who's our connection there. He's the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau and a Pittsburgher, so he's been through this.
They're on the dirty side of the storm. They're on the wet side of this thing, and I don't know how much rain they're forecast to get in Sarasota and Bradenton, but I'm sure it's going to be in the inches.
Yeah, it's 3 to 5 inches is what they're anticipating just north of there, north of Tampa. But we'll check in, and then we'll go live to meteorologist Joe Lundberg, get an idea of if we can anticipate any remnants of this storm coming this way. And also, we've got a lot going on, including a Steelers preseason game Friday night at Acrisure Stadium. Speaking of sports, how about at the Olympics? Did you see this sprinter, Noah Lyles? He won the gold in the men's 100 yesterday.
Just barely,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh.
Very close.
How about the two? So Jamaica's Kishane Thompson, it was neck and neck. And how about this? posting respective scores of this 100 meters, right?
Yep.
9.784 and 9.789. So that's 0.005 seconds. Almost immeasurable. In fact, when they ran the race, they weren't sure who won just by looking at it. So they had to go to the photo finish. USA's Fred Kerley, by the way, claimed the bronze. He was just behind them. And if you see it, all of the runners were just so close. So the U.S. continues in the medal count, doing very well. In terms of gold medals, we're looking at 19 for the U.S. and 19 for China. But we have... We have 71 overall. China has 45. France is in third place with 12 gold, the home country, hosting country with 44 total medals. And Simone Biles will have an opportunity for her last two. This is her last day performing. And one of those is the floor exercise. And an incident at Ross Park Mall yesterday, evacuated the mall around 5 o'clock. Still looking at the exact cause. They say there was a fire in a ventilation system near the H&M store. And we'll hear more about that coming up in the next hour.
Unconfirmed report here says it was a two-alarm fire.
And yet some people were concerned that it was some kind of other incident. And
ventilation system is mentioned here in the report I'm looking at right now.
A lot of confusion at that time. You'll hear from someone who was on the scene. Coming up on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody. I did that as a joke, everybody. They always tell you, you're only talking to one person, Paul.
That's right.
Sometimes no one.
I was told early on in my career to never refer to the people who are listening as everybody or all you out there listening and, you know, that kind of stuff. You're supposed to talk to people like you're, you know, like, well, and when I'm in here, I talk to you.
Right.
When I'm doing the newscast, I'm saying to Larry what, you know, that makes it easy for me.
And most people listening are listening to the content. You know, it's not background music. And so in order for them to comprehend what they're hearing, you're talking to one person, everybody. Meanwhile, we mentioned Simone Biles. How about she tweeted, and she is, I watched half of a 2-episode documentary about her over the weekend, and I couldn't turn it off.
Oh, gosh. And you know, she's fascinating.
What's to me interesting, and there's always this arc in a biography, right, where they go through these tremendous challenges, is the Tokyo Games, where everybody...
Do you remember what it felt like that she wasn't going to participate?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and you, I can only imagine what she must have been going through to walk away from that opportunity that she'd worked so hard for.
So she tweeted yesterday, "You guys really need to stop asking athletes what's next after they win a medal at the Olympics.
You know, let them enjoy the moment, for crying out loud."
Well, to that point, she says, "Let us soak up the moment we've worked our lives, our whole lives for, just for a moment." Now, that tweet reached 18 million people.
Good for her. Hey, can I just say something? You know, and this isn't, I don't mean this to apply to every sports reporter, but if you've listened to many news conferences with, like, especially with coaches, and you have a gaggle of reporters there, for example, the Steelers news conferences with Mike Tomlin.
Right.
Ultimately, inevitably, at least one of those people is going to ask a completely stupid question. They ask more stupid questions. I was in the Superdome at the after the Packers just got done destroying the Saints, and Mike Holmgren came in to do the gaggle with the reporters, and a couple of the reporters who were there, I mean, I was embarrassed to be in the room with them. The questions they were asking were just awful.
Yeah, that's why.
You know, and you know, asking an athlete after they won a gold medal, what's next? Come on.
Yeah, well, that's what Simone Biles is saying. Look, and
she's right.
I saw in that documentary, you know, her personal devastation about stepping out of the Tokyo Games where she couldn't perform to her level.
It's a shame.
And a lot of people thought that would be it. And now they're asking her.
Did you hear when she talked about the twisties?
Yes.
That really hit me.
Explain what the twisties.
Yeah, she said your mind and your body are kind of out of sync and you're lost in the air. You don't know if you're going to land on your feet or your head. That is so scary.
Wow.
Yeah, especially with the level that she's trying to accomplish, you know, with triple spins and...
Yeah.
And this is not practice anymore. This is under the most trying circumstances, the most pressure you'll ever be under, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the triumph of Simone Biles because she comes back and just kills it and continues to win gold and... You know, now she's...
So where did you see this documentary? I got to go look at it.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
It's great.
And it takes you right up. And we don't know, at least when they made the documentary, they didn't know that she was going to win all these gold medals again.
No.
Here in Paris.
Wow.
And it was perfect timing because...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All of America, they released it like 2 weeks before. Everyone was rooting for her. And so imagine her mental strength, knowing that with that coming out, the pressure and the eyes were going to be kind of amplified. But she came through.
This is the kind of thing I'm interested in watching. This, if I'm going to spend several hours watching something, I want it to be like that.
And it's really good.
Overcoming, this is why they're special. Because she completely stepped out of Tokyo's games, much to everyone's disappointment, especially hers, and then wondering, is she ever going to be able to get it back? And obviously she did. Now they're asking her, well, the next Summer Olympics are in Los Angeles, right? She'll be like 64 when they come here.
How long's it been? What was it? Was that 84? The Summer Games were in 84 there? I think that's right.
You mean in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I think it was 84. So it's been a long time.
LA Olympics. Let's see. They're coming in 2028. And they were there in 84. Very good. Total Recall Paul. How about that? Hurricane Debby. Category 1 storm. With the eye wall moving onshore in the Florida Big Bend area and just to the south of that, along the Gulf Coast, Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key, and Bradenton is the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau there, Pittsburgher, and friend Elliot Belcioni. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you, sir?
Well, the question is really, how are you and everybody along the Gulf Coast?
Well, you know, I would say we're spared. You know, north of us, keep them in your prayers. They're going to take a lot more. But it was interesting. About 9 o'clock last night, we had received 6 inches of rain, and as we speak here right now, we're at 12.77 inches of rain in the Sarasota-Bradenton area. We'll probably get another 2 to 3 inches by 6 o'clock tonight.
Elliot, Paul Rasmussen here. How much are they expecting up the road for in Tampa?
I didn't look at that number, Paul. Slightly higher. I saw Clearwater Beach was getting a lot of flooding because that storm pulled a little bit more towards the coast. But we have just some road closures right now. The sun's just coming up, so I'll do my community evaluation here in probably an hour or two. But like you had mentioned this morning, Paul, we are on the dirty side of the storm. Almost every one of these storms were on the dirty side. So in my 30 years down here, I never heard the tornado warning go off as much as it did last night. The great news, as far as I know, there hasn't been a tornado that's touched down as we speak.
But when you're talking a foot of rain, I know when I was there in June, we had one day of heavy rain and it flooded out some streets. So current conditions to travel around must be challenging.
It is. We're coming off of high tide. So the storm surge is at its lowest point right now. We'll get a high tide right around lunchtime, so we'll see the flooding. Quite candidly, sometimes you get more flooding way out east. Hurricane Ian brought waters out in Myakka City, that's east of Lakewood Ranch, up to mailboxes, and actually had a loss of a lot of cattle. So you never know where you're going to get the flooding. Right now, only a few areas on Lombo Key and Anna Maria Island are closed, some street closures. So right now we're in a pretty good situation. It is a very lengthy storm, and the speed of the storm is more of a concern than anything else. I think last time I checked, it was moving at about 12 miles an hour. That's the concern of all this rain sitting on a community.
And what I have a hard time wrapping my head around, and I used to live in Florida, covered a lot of hurricanes when I was there, but this one is, not only is it slow moving, but it's big. I mean, you guys are, how many, 150, 200 miles away from where it's going in on land?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Paul. The storm size is 500 miles.
My goodness.
So if we got in our car and drove a normal day 70 miles an hour, it's going to take us 8.5 hours to drive 500 miles. That is how big this storm is. It encompasses half of the state of Florida right now.
Yeah, I heard almost every county in Florida was under some kind of warnings through the course of the weekend and now into, as it makes landfall into the first start of this week. And the concern is, because it will slow down significantly, it will dump even more rain in Georgia and along the Carolina coast, too.
Yeah, right now, Larry, Gainesville, where the University of Florida Gators play, Tallahassee, FSU, they're getting hammered really, really good right now. And that's going to go ahead and push across the state into Jacksonville, Kiowa Island, Hilton Head. Unfortunately, those areas may take some unprecedented rainfall north of 20 inches. You just hope the residents really take the public safety agencies seriously. As I've told you both before, complacency can be deadly. We must take our public safety agencies and prepare accordingly prior to facing an act of God, not during it. In Fort Myers, everybody who perished were north of 65 years old, and they left their houses in the middle of a storm surge, and they end up drowning. So that is how serious this time of the year is. And we just hope that people prepare properly and listen to the public safety officials. If not, it could be deadly.
Yeah, 88.5 degrees. That's the water temperature of the Gulf of Mexico, ripe for storms as we get into. Really, the peak hurricane season is just coming.
Yes, sir. In Florida's history, there's been 19 major storms in the month of September. You think about it, since we've been recording storms, 19, but we're going to get into the peak. The peak seems like it's earlier every year. We're sitting here the first week of August with a good tropical storm, but your peak is going to be September and probably half of October. And there's been 10 major storms in the month of October since we've been keeping records. So it's not as frequent as people think, but when it happens, it's very serious. So we get those water temperatures cooling a little bit, and it'll calm down these storms.
Well, we appreciate the update. Stay safe, and thank you, Elliot.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Always nice talking with you. Of course, not under these circumstances.
Elliot Falcione, Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Just to backtrack, he said they have received 12 inches or more of rain so far, and there's more on the way.
Anticipating another 2 to 3, maybe 4 more inches of rain.
But they're a couple of hundred miles south and east of this storm.
That's an unimaginable amount.
Put your head around that. It's just impossible.
We're going to check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather next. Will any of this affect us? And we'll look at our weekend weather next. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY, and we'll keep you posted. And if you want to reach out, instant access, just a click away. You can email us anytime at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. So yesterday in the evening, a family friend said he was at the mall, Ross Park Mall, around 5 o'clock, and he seemed a little shaken up, and I said, well, what happened? Then he started telling me, and there was some concern that there was a shooting incident, which it turns out it was not.
Apparently, from what little I know right now, some people heard a loud bang, including the person you talked to. I've been listening to that interview so we can have a clip of it for our newscasts, but it turned out to be a ventilation system issue with one of the HVAC air handling units, I guess.
So it was a fire concern, so they had to evacuate.
But it scared the living daylights out of people.
Yes, and keep in mind, a month ago, they had an active shooter event there. Was for training purposes.
But it's understandable why people are wary now. If you go to the mall, how can it not cross your mind you're in a public place that is an attractive target to some deranged nut with a gun?
So you'll hear about that coming up right after the news.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.